I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. People who lose in life, they're only thinking about right now. Okay, let me do something that it'll help me right now. I'll gain right now. I'll get something out of this right now. But then as soon as right now is over, now what are you going to do?
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Work on Your Game podcast is sponsored by Audible. With so many things to do these days, we don't always have time to sit down and read. So what if you could listen to books while you were driving, jogging, working out, making dinner, or brushing your teeth? You can now. And not only can you get one of my audiobooks completely for free, you also get a 30-day trial where you can listen to as many audiobooks as you wish for 30 consecutive days. Go to DreAllDay.com/audible and start your 30-day trial. Get your free book right now. That's DreAllDay.com/audible. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your Mental Workbook at DreAllDay.com/workbook. You couldn't be in a better place at a better time. You are tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected has yet to arrive at the scheduled date, time, and location. On top of all this, there's more. There's the personal initiative for you to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. Welcome to the show. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. And today's topic is your time perspective. Your time perspective is what we're talking about here today. Today I was reading a book, not today, but when I came up with this topic, I was reading a book by Brian Tracy. It's called Get Smart. And he is a really good book. It's a foundational personal development book. So any of you who are just starting your personal development journey, I suggest you add that book to your reading list. And you can get my full reading list at DreAllDay.com/read. And that book is on it, just in case you want to get more information on it, read my review on it, DreAllDay.com/read. But what Brian shared in the book that led to today's topic is a study done by this guy named Edward Banfield from Harvard University. He did a study where all he wanted to find out was, based on people's level of income, how they dealt with the prospect of time in life. And what he found out was that the higher levels of people's income, the longer periods of time, the more perspective they had on long periods of time in life. Basically, they made their decisions based on much longer periods of time than people at the lower levels of income, who made all their decisions based on shorter periods of time. Maybe you know this as instant gratification versus delayed gratification. People at the higher levels were willing to deal with much more delayed gratifications, but they also made decisions based on, okay, what is this going to do for me over the next 5, 10, 50 years? Whereas people who are at the lower levels of income made decisions based on, what is this going to do for me over the next 5, 10, 50 minutes or 30 seconds? They were always thinking about, what is it going to do for me right now? Whereas higher levels of income were thinking, what is this going to do for my future? And he proved this through his studies. You can look that up. You can read the book again. It's called Get Smart by Brian Tracy. And the study was Harvard University's Edward Banfield. You can look all that up and read the abstract if you wish. Point number one, people who lose in life, whatever you want to call losing, whatever you consider to be losing in life, people who lose, they only think about right now. They think this way: what can I get for doing this? If I do this right now, what am I going to get right now? When I got kicked off my college basketball team, it was January of 2003. I wasn't on a college. I was a junior. I still had that rest of my junior year, that spring semester, all of my senior year, a whole other year after that where I was working regular, quote unquote, regular jobs when I had a college degree at hand. And then through that summer, when I finally went to my first exposure camp, showed and proved, and then signed my first pro contract. It was 27 months. 27 months from the time I got kicked off the team to the time I signed my pro deal. And I was able to persist through that. I was able to persevere through that time and understand, even though now looking back on it, you could say, well, yeah, we knew this was going to work out. This guy, he could do this, he could do that. You got these exposure camps, you got the YouTube and all this. None of that stuff was predetermined. None of that stuff was destined for me at that time when it happened. I just had to have a long-term perspective. Okay, I'm going to take this step, then I'm going to take this step. While I'm working at this job right here that has nothing to do with basketball, I get me a gym membership, save up some money, get a gym membership, save up some money, get me a car, and then I can go work out on my off days. I can work out before work, I can work out after work, I can go join this league, I can get in shape, I can save up my money so I can go to this exposure camp. These are just a long-term planning that I needed to do, all while making sure I stayed in shape, making sure I continued to work on my game, and making sure I didn't do anything that would preclude me from being able to do what I wanted to do professionally once the opportunity came about. 27 months I had to go through that, and 27 months doesn't seem like that long of a time. I mean, it's just a little bit over 2 years, but it's a pretty long time. It's a damn long time, actually, when you have no idea that it's going to work out. It sounds simple when you know at the end, you know the story that it worked out, but it's not so simple when you can't see that it's going to work out. And people in life who win look at things with a long-term perspective. Okay, where is this going to take me next? What can I do right now that's going to set me up for the next 2 years? What can I do right now that'll put me in a better position 5 years from now? And people who lose in life, they're only thinking about right now. Okay, let me do something that it'll help me right now. I'll gain right now. I'll get something out of this right now. But then as soon as right now is over, now what are you going to do? Now you're right back in that same position. Now you got to do something else. Now you got to do something else. This is something that some people have referred to as survival mode, because everything you're doing is, all right, how can I survive from now till tomorrow? Now to the next day, now to the next day. And maybe you're in a situation in life where that's the reality. Maybe you do have to do things that will help you survive today so you can make it to tomorrow, or this week so you can make it to next week, this month to next month. But eventually, at some point, even while you're doing those things, you need to consciously be thinking about and making decisions that will help you 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, a year from now, whatever that situation is, that is going to help your future so that you can eventually get out of the survival mode. Because you don't want to be in survival mode for your whole life, where every day you're just trying to make it to the next day. That's not a fun way of living. I'm sure you already know that if you're in this situation right now, or you've been in this situation before. Eventually, you got to make some decisions while you're surviving, make some decisions that will help give me a year from now, 3 years from now, 5, 10, 20 years from now, so you can get out of that position of having to think that way or having to live that way. Point number two. And today's topic is your time perspective and how it relates to your success. Here's the key word for when it comes to your time perspective. Looking at situations and asking yourself, how is this going to help me later on down the line? Not just help me right now. Maybe it doesn't do anything for you right now, but it will help you later on down the line. The key word here is sacrifice. And the question of sacrifice is simple. What are you willing to give up right now in order to be better in the future? Now, personally, right now, at this exact moment, I'm on my third day. It makes sense, right? Third day of a 14-day raw vegan cleanse. And what that basically means is, very simply, is all I'm eating is fruits and vegetables and nuts for 14 days. And it is not easy, because I noticed this probably the first day. Within 24 hours, I noticed that the real craving that I have is not for a cooked meal, or not for a cooked meal, because I'm not eating anything cooked. So everything I'm eating is a fruit or vegetable that's like straight out of the refrigerator or just raw. Nothing is cooked, no processed foods, not adding any sauces or dips or any of that stuff. It's the salt that has really been the craving. The human body I'll just speak for myself. My body is craving salt. And I know I've eaten a lot of processed salts that's not even real salt in my life. And I'm gonna go to Whole Foods this afternoon and see if I can get some pure salt, if there is any such thing. Well, I'll look through Whole Foods. If somebody has it, Whole Foods will have it. But it's a challenge. And right now, I'm not gaining anything for doing this. I think I'm in pretty good shape. I'm a former pro athlete. I work out at least 6 days a week. I meditate every single day. I already eat vegan. I drink 200 ounces of water a day, damn near. I'm in pretty good shape. I eat a lot of fruit. I eat vegetables every single day. Why am I even doing this? Sacrifice. First of all, I wanted to challenge myself mentally. I wanted to get myself in my best possible shape physically. And I don't mean externally, I mean internally. You wouldn't be able to tell that I'm doing this. If I didn't tell you I was doing it, you wouldn't know just from looking at me. This is really internally. So my digestion is better. Clean out anything going on in my system that's not working right. This is a sacrifice that I'm making right now. 14 days. And I hope by day 5 or 6 or 7, I start to feel more normal. Right now is not very normal. Notice one thing you notice when you're going through something like this, and by the time you hear this, I'll have already completed it. But one thing you notice when you're going through this, and I'm only on the third day of it, there are people who've done this for 30 days. There are people who do it all the time, is that there is a emotional and mental connection to food. It's not even that I'm hungry. Like, I am hungry a little bit, but I've been hungry before, even when I wasn't doing a cleanse, even when I wasn't vegan, and then I go get something to eat. But it's not even the food. It is the mental and emotional connection to food. And I notice that my mood is a little bit different because unconsciously, I notice something. I can tell myself there's no food coming in my future. Any other time when I would be hungry, let's say I'm outside, I'm working out, or I'm doing some work, and I'm about to go eat lunch or something like that, my unconscious mind can tell me, okay, in about 30 minutes, Dre, you're going to be eating a hot meal. In about 30 minutes, you can get that bag of chips, or you can go eat those salted almonds or whatever the situation is. But now my unconscious mind is telling me, oh, you know what? You won't be able to eat any of that salt or any of those processed foods or even a hot cooked meal for another 11 days or 12 days or 14 days, whenever it was this has happened. And it changes you mentally. It affects you emotionally, because that's what the connection to food really is, more mental and emotional than it actually is physical. So if you ever went through a cleanse, or if you plan on going through one, that's exactly what you're going to feel. And you need to go research it and look it up yourself. Don't come to me for answers. I'm not an expert on it. But anyway, I brought that up because of this point of sacrifice. Thinking long term in your life, you have to do things right now that are not going to give you any payoff. You're not going to gain anything from doing it. People could look at you doing it and ask you, why are you even doing that? Just this point with this cleanse. Some people ask me, I had said it on my Snap story, on my Instagram story, that I'm doing this. People are like, well, why are you even doing it? I mean, you're in pretty good shape. You're an athlete. You're not sick or anything. You work out every day. Why even do it? Sacrifice. Now, you may have some things that it's obvious. Maybe you're out of shape. Maybe you don't work out at all. Maybe your doctor told you better do something, or you're not going to be alive 10 years from now, and you need to make this sacrifice right now. And you, maybe it is somewhat of an immediate gain because it makes you feel good, but it's not going to be for another 6 months that you actually start to physically feel better. Mentally, maybe you feel good as you're doing something, but you're not going to physically get the benefit until after you've done all the work. What are you willing to give up now in order to be better in the future? I told my lady Anna that I was going to sacrifice junk food. When I actually was thinking of this topic, I was talking about sacrificing junk food, but now I've sacrificed all the processed foods, and I don't put any salt on any of the foods that I'm eating. So even when I eat a salad or even some nuts or almonds, there's no salt on it, and that's really what my body is craving right now. And I'm really, really hoping that by day 5 or 6, or hopefully day 4, because today's day 3, that I don't crave that salt anymore, because that's really the thing that is affecting me more than anything else, is just the salt. When I was talking to Sava on the hot seat, one of the things that he mentioned was he wanted to maintain his social life, and a lot of people ask me questions about that or centered around that. They say, you know, I want to work on my game, whatever their game happens to be, whether that's playing a sport, doing well in school, building a business, you know, focusing on their career. I want to do well in that particular area, but at the same time, I want to have a life. You ever hear someone use that phrase? At the same time, I want to have a life. That exact quote. So they say that they want to really do well at some particular area, but they don't want to sacrifice having friends and going out and maybe partying or having a good time every now and then, or going to their friend's birthday dinner, or knowing what's going on in the pop culture world, paying attention to things and doing certain things that really have no direct effect on their career or their business or their sport. Understand that if you really, really, really want to be great at what you're doing, you may have to sacrifice that. And that's just something that you have to decide. You got to decide, is this worth it enough? Do I really want to make that kind of sacrifice in order to get to where I want to go? Not everybody's going to do that. And you don't necessarily have to do it. You can be good, even really good at what you do, without sacrificing, quote unquote, having a life. But if you want to be great, you want to be amazing at what you do, you want to be a legend at what you do, there's going to be some sacrifice involved. Trust me. I spent many a Friday night, many a Saturday night while living in Miami, was a place where there's plenty to do, editing videos, working on blog posts, making websites, creating new products while looking out the window down at the street. And I can see all the cars. I can see the people walking around. I can see all the bright lights. I see all the opportunity out there in the streets, but I sacrifice that. Are you willing to make that sacrifice? I was watching this documentary. It's called Tom Versus Time. It's about Tom Brady, the quarterback of the New England Patriots. It's on Facebook. You can all look it up, his Facebook show. The shows are very short. There's a documentary series that I believe is only 6 episodes. They're only like 15 minutes apiece. I don't know why they didn't just make it into one long documentary. But anyway, it's all about Tom Brady's, the sacrifice that he's made to become the person that he's become, this legendary quarterback. Maybe the greatest quarterback of all time, arguably. And Tom Brady says it himself in it. He says, listen, you got to decide what are you willing to sacrifice to be the best you can possibly be. He says that, I believe, in the first or second episode of the show. And the show is not long enough to really go deep into showing all the sacrifices that he's made. But all it shows in the 15 minutes episodes are him watching video, him being trained by his trainer, him getting massages, all the training that he does in the off season, how he's still 40 years old, 20 whatever number of years he's been in the NFL, all the championships he's won, as great as he is, he still goes to a coach in the offseason and has this coach work with him on a small tiny detail to help him be a better quarterback. Can you imagine that? And when I see something like that, it just makes me laugh to think I get athletes who are 18, 19, 22 years old who've proved absolutely nothing in their sport coming to me and saying, well, look, I can learn everything I need just by watching YouTube videos. Or I had a trainer and I worked with them a few times. I think I know everything I need to know. I don't need a trainer anymore, do I? I mean, it just sounds ridiculous, right? When you got the best player in, some people could consider Tom Brady the best player in, definitely in Patriots history. Some people consider him one of the top players in the history of the NFL. This guy still goes to a coach in offseason almost 20 years into his career so he can learn how to be just a little bit better. And the trainer actually said to him, the trainer said to the camera, actually, in a little bit of a confession, he said, players like Tom Brady don't come to me to get 5% better in the offseason. They come to me to get 1% better. Because if he never came to me, he would still be pretty damn good. Now, he could still win the Super Bowl. He'd still be the best player on his team. He'd still make the Pro Bowl, which is football's all-star game. He comes to me to get 1% better because he's willing to sacrifice. Now, what is he sacrificing? He's sacrificing his time because he has to go to this trainer and do this training. He's sacrificing the time also in that he's actually getting this particular training to get 1% better. Like, dude, I'm a Pro Bowler in football already. What do I need a trainer for in the offseason? I'm good. I'm literally good. I got here. He's still sacrificing his time and energy to get there. He's sacrificing his money. Whatever he pays this guy, he could keep that money and use it on himself. Again, he is already a Pro Bowler. He already has won however many Super Bowls Tom Brady won. He doesn't need to do this, but he's willing to sacrifice it in order to become as good as he can possibly be. Kobe Bryant, another guy. Kobe Bryant had a helicopter so he could get to and from the practice facility of the Los Angeles Lakers and not have to deal with LA traffic every single day. Not because he wanted to show off. I mean, social media wasn't around most of Kobe's career. I never seen Kobe's helicopter on any social media post. He didn't do it to show off. He did it so he could more efficiently get to his training and do his job so he could be as good as he could possibly be. I've heard that LeBron James, his manager, said that LeBron spends over $1 million a year just keeping himself in shape, whether that's from his trainers, his masseuse, his nutritionist, all the stuff he does to keep his body in the best possible shape it could be so he can keep playing and being LeBron James. He sacrifices that money. LeBron James doesn't have to spend $1 million on his body. He could just work with the team's trainers, do whatever the team tells him to do, work out by himself in the offseason, and he'd be good. But he decides to make that sacrifice of his time, his money, his effort, his energy. Why? Because he wants to be the best he can possibly be. And again, when I hear an athlete, and we just compare what I'm telling you right now, hearing an athlete say something like, I don't need a trainer because I have YouTube, or I don't need a trainer because I work with a trainer a couple times, I know everything I need to know, or I don't need a trainer because I know what I need to work on, is ridiculous. How are you going to get to that top level if the people who are already at the top are doing A, but you're doing XYZ? I heard Puff Daddy say, it was a video clip he had posted, like a throwback clip. Couldn't even see who he was talking to, but one of the things that he was saying, well, my album comes out, I wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning and I don't go to sleep till 4 o'clock in the morning. And that's the way it works. And if you're going to be all you got to be, if you're going to be all that you can be, that's the way that you got to work. That's the way that you have to sacrifice. Instead of sitting at home, playing around, laughing, smoking a blunt, doing nothing, this is the way that you got to work if you're going to maximize yourself. Now, you may or may not agree with these things, because all these things that people are saying, this is their opinion. This is LeBron's opinion of how to be the best possible him is to invest $1 million in his body in the offseason. That's his perspective. Kobe's perspective is, let me get a helicopter so I can make sure I can get back and forth to the practice facility so I can work on my game as much as possible in the offseason. Tom Brady's perspective is, I'm going to sacrifice everything else. All I'm focusing on is spending time with my family, and I'm going to play football. Nothing else. That's his perspective. That's what he's chosen to do. Now, how many players are in the NFL? There are hundreds of guys in the NFL. I'm sure not all of them do the same thing that Tom Brady does. Not everyone in the NBA does what Kobe or LeBron James does. Not everyone in the music industry does what Puff Daddy does. And there are people who are successful in those areas who don't do what these guys do. So why should we listen to these guys? Because we look at their performance. We look at their results. They have made the sacrifices. Now, you got to decide for yourself, is this something that I want to follow, or do I want to do it a different way? Maybe your way will be the way. Maybe 10 years from now, you'll have a way that everybody's like, oh, that's what it is. But as far as I've seen, from the people that I've read and listened to and watched who have become greats at what they do, legends at the top of their games where it's hardly anyone competing against them because they're so far above everybody else, there's been one common thread through all of them, is that they say you must sacrifice everything else in order to be all you can be in this thing. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind, that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence? Not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results. Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach a person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12-module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at DreAllDay.com/bulletproof. That's DreAllDay.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3. Today's topic is your time perspective as it relates to your success. Leaders. And I like to think that people who listen to this podcast, subscribe to this podcast, and listen every single day are leaders. Whether that means leading yourself, you're going to be your leader of other people, or you're looking towards becoming a leader of other people, maybe even developing into being more of a leader of yourself. Leaders always think about the future. Leaders are not so focused on the present. They are always looking towards the future. How is this next decision that I make going to affect us or me or whatever organization you're a part of in the future? Leaders not only think about what they want today, but what are the future results and consequences of my actions and of my decisions? And as you become what you think about, right? We know that you become what you think about, and this is something that I cover in detail, how to actually utilize this, not just know it, but utilize it in the mental workbook at dreallday.com/workbook. When you think long term, what happens? You become a better person in the long term. When you think short term, you're a short term individual. You may be good in the short term. You may be successful in the short term. You may be able to achieve certain things in the short term. But what do you get in the long term if all you're thinking about is the short term? If you're thinking long term, you become good in the long term. You will. Your thoughts that you have right now that are thinking about the next 5 years, in the next 5 years, you're going to look like a person who was thinking about what you were going to become in that next 5 years. Does that make sense to you? Let's recap today's topic, which is your time perspective and success. Again, Brian Tracy's that book. It's called Get Smart. Read that book. Point number one, people who lose in life lose because they're only thinking about right now. See, they're thinking about the next 5 minutes, but they don't consider the next 15 years. And when they get to that point of the next 15 years, they realize, oops, I forgot to think about this. Point number two, the key word in all this is sacrifice. What are you willing to give up in order to get to where you want to go? You look at the people who are great at what they do, at the top of their game in whatever field that you are in. Whatever field you pay attention to, whoever you look up to who's great at what they do, whether you're in that field or not, find out. Read their interviews. Read their stories. Follow their social media. Read their books. Read the stuff that's been written and said about these people. Are they sacrificing? Yes or no? I guarantee the answer is yes. And point number three. Leaders always think about the future, not only what they want today, but they think of the future results and consequences of their actions. And that's why in the future, which is always happening, right? They look like someone who is thinking about their future, not just thinking about their present. Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. Today's show is brought to you by the Mental Workbook. Learn how to plan your days, condition your mind, and set your goals properly for the rest of your life. Find out more and get your mental workbook at dreallday.com/workbook. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at dreallday.com/game. That's dreallday.com/game. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.